This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 666, ta-da, entitled, What Will Life Be Like in a Masculisted World? Description. This flyer imagines what life will be like when masculist ideas are as widely known across the planet as feminist ideas. Monoconscious feminists will be seen as sexist, hypocritical bigots, since most people of both sexes will have become bi-conscious, familiar with the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse with their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, etc. The gender laws will be men-fared. The para, paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth, to block paternity fraud, will be legislated by the GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, set up in the parliaments, consisting of feminist and masculist politicians, to address equally the gender crimes of both sexes against the other. Monoconscious feminists will be viciously attacked by both biconscious masculists and biconscious feminists, until monoconscious feminism dies out. Now the flyer itself. What Will Life Be Like in a Masculisted World? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer tries to imagine what life will be like when masculist ideas are as widely known as feminist ideas, and how changed that world will be compared to our current one. That's April 2024. There are probably now over a million men who are MGTOWs or masculists. So every day, monoconscious feminists are being confronted by biconscious masculist boyfriends who don't tolerate their woman's monoconscious feminism and chew her out for it, resulting in a growing number of millions of women converting themselves into biconscious feminism. That is, they have had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, they are aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in reality, women oppress men far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible. In the last decades, the worst three ways that women oppress men, brackets, that is, the big three that the masculists talk about, close brackets, are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, which are so horrible that masculists have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men and punish them so severely that they effectively exterminate these women by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that these gender criminal women rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, that is, truly hated, with whom masculists are at war, aiming to remove their fluffy genes from the gene pool. Masculists preach to society that the core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for a woman for decades of a man's life, with a woman not making any effort to fip up. Brackets, that is, become a FIP equals financially independent person, close brackets, who simply expects to sit on her fat, parasitic ass and live off his money and labour. Masculists are abolitionists who see fluffydom, brackets, fluffy equals traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, a hateable gender crime in the eyes of the masculists, which deserves strong punishment in the form of being forced to rot on the shelf, manless and socially and sexually totally rejected, close brackets. As manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, to be hated and a war issue to masculists. Masculists are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists, in brackets, who took over the divorce courts in the 70s and are now butchering the lives of a quarter of fathers, destroying the lives of millions of men on a daily basis and indirectly wiping out whole populations, since these fluffy feminists have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made over two-thirds of young men in many Western countries see marriage and paternity as toxic. So maskers see these fluffy feminists as indirect genociders who have to be stopped since they are wiping out whole populations. Once millions of young and not so young men become very familiar with these maskist ideas, they will not tolerate the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends and will chew them out viciously until these masculisted men dump these women, or these women convert themselves to becoming bi-conscious feminists who see that women oppress men worse, having absorbed the core teachings of the masculists. At the moment, the maskists are having a really hard time spreading their ideas to the masses, since the majority of journalists and media people in today's world are female, who have been so powerfully brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, that any masculist criticism coming from men is seen as just more male misogyny and is not tolerated by them. So masculist essays and articles are routinely blocked from publication by what the masculists call the femmafia, that is, the feminist media mafia, who block the spread of masculist ideas, which to bi-conscious masculists is so sexist and hypocritical that it only increases their level of hatred towards monoconscious feminists, whom the masculists label contemptuously MFBs. That's monoconscious feminazi bigots. For example, in 2019, my masculist channel was deleted from YouTube. The then CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, a feminist, promoted feminist channels and deleted, in capital letters, masculist channels, making her the most hated woman in the manosphere. The masculists are out to change all this by both educating society into masculist ideas, that is, changing the gender political zeitgeist, as well as men faring the gender laws. Just as the feminists went through two major historical phases in their development, that is, their initial consciousness-raising stage, that is, learning how men oppress women, and later, in the 70s, brought in a slew of gender political laws that gave women more equal rights, for example, equal pay for equal work, the right to enter the professions, the removal of fault-based divorce, the abortion right, the takeover of the divorce courts, the establishment of women's rights committees in the parliaments, etc. Similarly, once millions of both men and women have had their masculist consciousness raised so that few women will dare accuse men of oppressing women without acknowledging that the reverse case is even worse, then society will see the men faring of the gender laws. GECs, that's GC's Gender Equality Committees, will be set up in the parliaments that will consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. As these GECs are being set up, those remaining monoconscious feminists who object to giving attention to men's gender issues will have their fucking heads bitten off by extremely angry, hateful masculists who see such women as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts and will hurl abuse at them with such vicious male anger and hatred that few women from then on will dare face the considerable wrath and hatred of truly angry men, given that men's testosterone levels are 20 times higher than women's. Masculists are very well informed that the fluffy feminists are butchering the lives of one father in four, destroying his life, a far worse casualty statistic in capital letters than in a major war. Monoconscious feminists are truly hated by masculists, so once there are millions of us, no woman is going to dare go against the masculist tsunami when it really gets going. Women across the board will be browbeaten into masculist thinking at the severe cost of not having a man if she doesn't see how badly women oppress men, for example, the big three. I consider it likely, given the rate of spread of MGTOW and masculist ideas across the planet, the internet, that within 5 years, it's likely that enough feminist journalists and media women will have been dumped by their newly bi-conscious boyfriends / husbands / partners, that a lot of them will take up the masculist banner and spread masculist ideas to the public, so that hundreds of millions of people of both sexes are educated into masculine ideas and learn to see that gender oppression is truly a two-way street and that women oppress men worse. So that when they see a monoconscious feminist dumping on men in public, they will dump on her right back with real intolerance and hatred. When these monoconscious feminists, these MFBs, see both sexes biting her fucking head off, that will definitely stop her in her tracks and make her think. When her boyfriend dumps her, that will make her think a hell of a lot more. Once the majority of the population is as well informed with masculine ideas as feminist ideas, then being a monoconscious feminist will be considered to be extremely old-fashioned, bigoted, contemptible. For a couple of years, during the transition period in which millions of monoconscious feminists are converted to bi-consciousness, there will be many millions of verbally violent confrontations between monoconscious feminists and bi-conscious masculines and bi-conscious feminists. The masculists are telling young women that the main reason their boyfriends refuse to give them their sperm is that the fluffy feminists have made divorce so toxic that they have made marriage and paternity so toxic that most young men today refuse to marry and be fathers, making the fluffy feminists indirect genociders and hence hateable. When most young women become familiar with this masculist argument, we will see monoconscious feminists being hated by both sexes. So it's only a question of time before monoconscious feminism is seen by the majority of society as sexist bigotry and is rejected strongly by both sexes. Politicians will then be caught up in this gender political revolution and will be motivated to make the legislative changes that the masculists, brackets, both male and female, demand or risk being voted out of power. With most men and a fair proportion of women voting for the men-faring of the gender laws, it will happen. So, once all this is water under the bridge, how will society look? We will live in a FIP society. That is one in which both sexes, especially young women, are socialised and educated to be FIPs. So that they pull their financial weight as adults and not expect, fluffy style, to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Fluffies will be hounded out of society, dying slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, utterly rejected by men who won't go near them and be seen as anti-models by young women who are now female masculists, who are as intolerant of monoconscious feminist bigotry as men are. The divorce courts will be radically reformed, being based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, that is, the divorcing wife is assumed to be a FIP, so that alimony is a thing of the past. There is no sharing of wealth nor stuff. Custody of children is given jointly by default, resulting in a lot more young men being willing to be fathers again, since they know they will no longer be taking the risk of one chance in four of being butchered in a hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce court system. The PARA, paternity rejection right, will be legislated, giving men the same right as women have to reject an unwanted pregnancy. If a woman goes ahead with the pregnancy, then she bears full financial responsibility for the cost of the kid until it is an adult. If the mother is a FIP, she can afford it. The OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women's hated paternity fraud, will also be legislated. Perhaps as high as 10% of all births involve paternity fraud, one of the most hated gender crimes that women commit against men. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be jailed for 15 years, since paternity fraud is a worse gender crime than rape, which usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Society will be as informed of men's gender issues as women's gender issues, so will lose its monoconscious feminazi bias, so hated by the biconscious masculists for its awful, sexist, hypocritical bigotry. Masculists see monoconscious fluffy feminists as genociders, which is certainly a war issue to masculists, so fluffy feminists are even more hated than fluffies. It's bad enough that fluffies are manslavers, but fluffy feminists are also divorce rapists and are the root cause of the paternity rejection, so this has to be stopped. Most men are nice to women because men want to penis women. Men have much stronger sex drives than women, as evidenced by the fact that there are so many more female prostitutes for men than there are male prostitutes for women. So a man has to be nice to a woman if he wants to get his penis in her. But if a woman is a monoconscious feminist, then as most men become masculinized, these men will not want to penis her, since they will have a hatred of her. Hence, these men will be able to express their full testosterone-laden hatred of her misandry and will bite her fucking head off. I really do believe that when men become collectively angry at women, then, in capital letters, God help women. This collective male anger, fueled by masculist ideas, is only a few years away, probably, so that there are going to be a lot of bloody, fallen, monoconscious feminist heads in the tumbril before calm returns to the gender political stage. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Masculus tab for 660 plus Masculus essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis. Dash. London Real. In brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Masculus segment. These files are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.